Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Taf Mem Zayin, and we are starting a very, very important siman that not only has extreme relevance to Pesach, but to all halachas of kashrus throughout the year as well. And it's Dinei Taroves Chametz B'toch HaPesach. The Dinei of Taroves, the mixtures of Chametz, what happens when Chametz gets mixed up into a mixture on Pesach itself. So we already pointed out that normally the principle is when you're dealing with mixtures, so food gets mixed with the other, and you, again, and it's not nikar, you can't see the, it's what's called min b'she, eno mino, or min b'mino of a lach b'lach type scenario, where they mix together and the iser becomes unrecognizable in the mixture. So the principle is that when you're dealing with min b'she, eno mino, two different types, two different substances, then the principle is that rov does not operate, but rather shishim, meaning the iser, if it gives, it's going to go ahead and give tam in shishim, up to shishim, and therefore up to shishim, the iser will aser that whole mixture with heter, because the whole mixture gets the tam, gets the taste of the iser up to shishim. Once the shishim, the tam is gone, and then it's bat. That's by min b'she'eino mino. If it's of the same item, for example, let's say treif milk got mixed up with kosher milk. So then, really, minat Torah wrote will be butl barov. Why? Because it's the same taste. So it's never going to be the taste of the iser. But midrabanan, we say there's no difference because you know they were gozer min b'mino atu min b'she'eino mino. They were gozer that even by min b'mino you need shishim for it to be butl. And as we're going to see coming up now, the same will be true when we talk about chametz before Pesach. Before Pesach, it's going to be batel. That's what we saw previously and we see now. But however, when you're talking about chametz on Pesach has a special chumrah, as we're going to see right now. Aleph. Chametz of Pesach, oser tarovos, tarovto, bein min b'mino, ben shelo b'mino, b'mashehu. When you have chametz on Pesach in a mixture, whether you're dealing with, let's say, the same min, for example, we talked about a mixture, let's say, of a bunch of pitas that got mixed together, and some of them are chametz tikka pitas, and some of them are matzah pitas. So there, once again, you're going to need shishim to go ahead and, shishim's not going to work, it's not going to be batel at all, any small amount will be usher. And the same thing, if let's say chametz fell into a chont, let's say a little chametz, a little, some breadcrumbs, fell into a chont on Pesach, even if it's 1,000 to 1 of chont, right? With no barley, no anything, but a little bit of breadcrumbs got in there, the whole thing is aser. The whole chont is going to be aser. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this. Chametz of Pesach. Sifkat an Aleph, Mishnah Berurah. Midaraisa v'chametz kishar isurim. Midaraisa, chametz is really like all isurim. Shenesavru, they got mixed up. Shein and Oshin Tarovton, its mixture really isn't aser ela kedei l'tein tam v'tarovos. The only time it really minat Torah, let's say on Pesach, breadcrumbs fall into your Pesach tikka chont. So minat Torah really, if it's shishim and there's no tam of the breadcrumbs, it's going to be mutter to eat minat Torah. Dahinu ad shishim. Really shishim is enough minat Torah. Ela, as we said, chachamim michmiru. The chachamim machmir bo kevan de is beikare. Since chametz is such a serious iser, the lo bedilim minei kule shato. It's a serious iser, and also we do not separate from it all year long, and we're so used to eating like bread and things like that. So therefore, chachamim v'machmir, even a little small amount in a mixture is going to answer the whole mixture. V'yesh omrim, others say no. It's a different reason why bittel doesn't apply here. Mishum da'avi davar sheyesh lo matirin la'achar ha'pesach. Because this is what's called a davar sheyesh lo matirin. It's a halacha like this. For example, let's say you have muktzah eggs. They got mixed up and cooked in something on Yontif. Okay? So it's muksa. And it got mixed up with others, and it got cooked into a chont. A muksa item. Muksa piece of food, whatever, got mixed in. Okay? So the lacha is, we don't apply bittel to it. Why? Why don't we apply bittel to it? Say one egg falls into a whole bunch of other eggs and one of them is muksa. So we don't apply bittel. Why? Because the principle is, since it will be mutter anyway after Yom Tov or after Shabbos. So we say something that's mutter anyway later, we're not going to let it become mutter based on bittel. So what many want to say here is that's chametz also, because chametz is something that is mutter after Pesach. So since it's something that's mutter after Pesach, bittul will never work on it. Okay, so that's a very important difference of opinion here. One is saying that really, really, it should be batel, and only because of the seriousness of the iser of chametz and how chametz is something that you don't separate yourself from all year long. So they were machmir not to let bittul happen. Others say, no, it's based on a general principle that anytime something becomes mutter later, we don't allow bittul to operate. We don't allow bittul b'shishim or bittul b'rov, whatever it is, to operate. Now, there's a big nafkamina. The nafkamina is, what's the story if the mixture occurs after chametz becomes aser, I'll say 12 o'clock on Erev Pesach, but it's not yet an iser kares until when? Until nightfall. And if you eat chametz on Erev Pesach, it's aser, but it's not the kares. So, talking about, let's say, from 12 p.m. till nightfall. Okay? So what happens if that gets mixed up in your chum? So according to the first opinion, it will be batel b'shishin because it's not yet an iser kares. But according to the second opinion, since it's going to become mutter after Pesach, it's not going to be batel even before Pesach. Again, we're not talking about before chametz becomes aser. Before chametz becomes aser at all, namely before 12 o'clock on the 14th of Pesach, then of course shishun works according to everybody. Okay, now we move on. So now he says, Beis b'mashu, even a small amount. Bahenu, he says, v'hecha de'ika od harbe tzadim lahakel. He says, we're going to see coming up where if there are other reasons to be makel and allow one to eat a certain item, so then we'll be somech on the shiltus, who holds the sphere lay, the chametz. There is a das yachid of the shiltos that based on his understanding of the Gemara, that holds that chametz on Pesach is shavel l'shari surin, is the same as other isurin, and it's batel b'shishim. So he says, there will be, as we're going to see coming up, certain scenarios where if there are other reasons to be makel, we'll go with the Shiltus' opinion that chametz will be batel b'shishim. But in general, the principle is, we follow the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch and the first opinion in the Mishnah Brura, that based on a chumrah derabanan, because of the seriousness of the iser chametz on Pesach, we do not allow for bittul b'shishim. When there's no time, we say any small amount, it will become, the whole taroves will become aser. So he says now, and therefore, it's not only going back to the Shulchan Aruch, he says aser b'mashahu, afilu b'hana. It's not only aser to eat, it's aser to benefit from. The same way chametz you can't benefit from any of that. So you can't go ahead and sell the chont and get benefit from it. You have to look at the Rama, v'tzarech l'srof hakol, you got to burn it all. That's it. He says, v'lo sagi b'pidyon d'mei hachametz. And you can't just do what we saw the other day, the following shtick, where you will do a pidyon of the amount of the chametz by taking the amount of the chametz, for example, and saying, oh, the amount of however much chametz is in this taroves, I'm going to throw into the river. And this way, when I sell the chult, I'm not being netted from the chametz in it. It's not going to work. Why isn't it going to work, right? V'lo sagi b'pidyon d'mei hachametz. V'limkor ashar. Can't go ahead and do pidyon of the Dmei HaChametz and sell the rest. Why? So the basic idea is because, bottom line, halachically it's viewed as the whole thing is aser, b'ana. So you can't go ahead and just single out the amount of chametz that's in the tarovitz, because the whole thing becomes aser to eat like chametz, and therefore you have to go ahead and burn it. Okay, we're going to see now in the Mishnah Brura that there might be room to be makel in a situation of hefseid gadol with great monetary loss. Look what he says. Sifkat and Gimel in the Mishnah Brura. Mishnah Brura, Sifkat and Gimel, v'lo sagi. Says, lafuke, this is coming to exclude midas ha-potkim. The Rama, when he says he can't go ahead and be paida and flip the chametz onto, let's say, some other means of, let's say, property and throw it into the river and say, oh, that's the amount that I would be nene from within that taroves. He says, Shesovrim, what do these other poskim hold? The sagi sheyashlich d'mea chametz. You throw the amount of the chametz, let's say a Barbie doll's worth of chametz in the taroves. You chuck the Barbie doll into the river. You can't do that. Some say you could do that, but we hold you can't do that. Right? You can't go ahead. It's not going to be enough. Sheyashlich d'mea chametz, the worth of the chametz, it's mixed into the taroves, into the sea. Who came pidyon, which is like a pidyon, which is like a transference of the chametz onto that like Barbie doll, whatever. And then we would, right, and say, v'achakach mutter limkor. And then you'd be able to go ahead and sell it, or litain, or give it to a akum la'akum la'kol. We don't say you could do that. Right? Kamash malon, The lo kaim alon kain lemaisa. What the Rama is telling us, we don't hold like those poskim. Then you can go ahead and do that. But then he says, but da, but you should know that the achronim kasvu, however the achronim write, the makam hefse gadol, if it's like we're talking here, like a massive amount of monetary loss, I guess, you know, you're cooking for thousands, like in a mirror or something, right? You're cooking like, ein sarach lisrof akol. You do not have to go ahead and burn it all up. Ella, what could you do? Yimkor kulo, we had this before, you sell the whole thing to the nachri, chutz mi demei isa shabo. You could be makel, again, you're really supposed to burn it, but when makom hefse gadol, you could be makel by selling the whole, let's say you have a chult for 1,000 people, you have this massive pot, it's going to be like, and you're like, you know, a little small business, and it's going to be a massive loss, so you'd be able to go ahead and sell the whole big pot of chult for 1,000 people to some guy and subtract the amount of chametz, the amount of chametz in the chult. So let's say you have X amount of chametz in the chult. So you take the amount of money that chametz in the chult is worth, you subtract that from the sale of the chult to the non-Jew, and that would be good if we're talking about a situation of a hefseid gadol. And therefore, in tzarech l'srof ha'kol, yibkor kulo l'nachikot v'dei iser shabom. Why? The kevach ain't lokeach damim ba'ad ha'iser, since he's not taking money for the iser that's in hama'orev bo that is mixed into that taroves, imkein ein nena mimenu, therefore you're not going to be considered nena, benefiting from the chametz that's in it. U'kidas ha'mechaber, this is like the opinion of the mechaber that we will see coming up in Siman Tov Samach Zayin, Sif Yud. And then he goes on, Mayin Sham, and check out there as well, in Sif Tes in the Mishnah Berurah, Le'ini, what happens in the Sarev Ma'at, Me'osa Kederesh, Nesav Amashu, Le'toch Kedera Acheres. What happens if a little bit, let's say you had a little bit of breadcrumbs that went into a big chult, right? And now that big chult, which is 1,000 to 1, is all aser. And then some of that chult, only that little bit of breadcrumbs, that pays something like a chult, that little bit of breadcrumbs, which is aser now, it goes ahead and it gets mixed into a different pot. So then, in other words, you had a big pesach tikka chult, some breadcrumbs fall in. So what happens if from that chult now that had the breadcrumbs fall in it, some of that gets mixed up, right? If a little bit of that from that kedera shenesa ramashu that became also ramashu, what happens if it then goes the tov kedera acheres into another kedera? Do we say then that it's a mashu? So there's a mashu in that pot that asked this whole taroves. So now will that taroves, a little bit of that tarogas that gets now mixed up into the new pot, will that go ahead and ask that whole new pot? That we'll see coming up. And Mr. Shem, if we don't cave by Tav Sam of Zion, not my current Yemi guy is not a cave. I don't know where the other Tzadik Shabbat is. They're lying on the recording. Let's move right. I hope you heard that. Okay. Sif Katan, continuing in the Rabbah, says, Miyu, however, Kalim Shenis Bashel Bahem Mutarim La'achara Pesach. Now he comes and he says something fascinating. He says, what's the story, however, with the following? What happens if you have the pot that was used and cooked with chametz on Pesach? You have a Pesach tikka chult, and a lot of chametz falls into that chult pot, and now you clean out the chult pot, you burn it all up, all the chult, but you're left with the pot. So do you have to get rid of the pot? Do you have to destroy the pot? Can you use the pot after Pesach? So look what he says. Mutarim lachar Pesach. The pot itself is mutar after Pesach to use. Ve'ein tzrichim shvira. You don't have to, if it's a cheres pot, you don't have to destroy it. And if it's a metal pot, oh hagala, you don't have to kasher it. You can just down use it. Now, what's the reason for this? So we have a little bit of an introduction. Normally we say like this. Normally we say when you have a pot that has the tam of iser in it, let's say you have you trafed up a pot. So the halacha is within 24 hours, we assume that it gives tam over and it asks whatever you cook in it if it's within 24 hours. Outside of 24 hours, we say the following. We say that it's what's called nosing tam lufgam. The tam that's going to now come out of the pot into whatever you're cooking into is bad tam and it doesn't asr whatever you cooked it into. So that's what usually happens if chas v'shalom, you go ahead and you cook something in a treif pot 24 hours after it was used. But the other, you could go ahead and you could eat whatever food that was cooked in that pot. But lechatchila, you're not allowed to use the pot, you have to kasher it. Here, what he's telling you is, okay, even though normally we're gozer, what's called an eino ben yomo, atu ben yomo. Chazal normally said, listen, it would not be smart to allow a person to have one pot and then just like wait 24 hours and then use it for milchiks. And then 24 hours later, use it for fleishiks. It's going to get mixed up and people are going to then cook within 24 hours the milchiks and fleishiks together. So therefore, they said, we're gozer, ben yomo, atu, so eino ben yomo, meaning a pot that was not used within the last 24 hours, atu, we're concerned that maybe you'll use it within 24 hours. Because in this case, we don't have to worry about that. In this case, since it's going to be after Pesach, so for sure it's going to be an eino ben yomo, and we don't have to worry and be gozer atu ben yomo. And therefore, even though this pot got cooked with chametz, what we're saying is that that pot, keep it till after Pesach, and now with the no say talmud gadol, you have no real chametz left. All you have is the chametz that's absorbed into the pot. And then that pot, we don't have to worry about after Pesach, even if it cooks other things, we don't have to worry that there's chametz she'avar alav Pesach in the pot, because all it is what's absorbed in the pot. That's what he says, Sifkat and Dalet, kelim she'nizvashal b'hem, the kelim that cooked the chametz, afilu bishlu b'hem b'pesach, even if you cooked a chametz tikachont in that pot on Pesach, right? Afilu bishlu b'hem b'pesach atzmo, chametz shel Yisrael harbe, a chametz of Yisrael, harbe, a lot of chametz, v'nivlu b'hem. Okay, so you basically have chametz of Yisrael that was cooked in a pot, a ton of chametz was cooked in a pot, and therefore, for sure, it absorbed chametz. Afilu hachi, even so, it's going to be mutar achar Pesach, it's going to be permissible to use that pie at the Pesach, shoz kvar eino ben yom, because it's not a ben yom anymore. V'lo shayich lig migzor, and it's, as we just said, it's not shayich to be gozer hacha atu ben yomon. You don't have to worry to be gozer, even lechatchila, atu ben yomo, you can use the pot straight up because we're not concerned that you're going to go ahead and use a ben yomo. The azak kol mutter, and therefore the whole thing is going to be mutter when you cook in it after Pesach. However, Barak, kishemashel shem, but if you're going to keep this pot around to use later on, you got to be careful. Sarach l'shav sheif hetei v'chametz, you got to make sure and clean that pot and destroy all the chametz that's in the pot. Right? All the chametz be'en, any remnants of real chametz that's stuck to the pot, you have to clean off really well. You can't have any chametz at all around. The chametz has to be destroyed. It's just that whatever was right absorbed into the pot after you cleaned it, right, the lachy is that the pot is what's called boleya. It absorbs iser, even if you clean the pot totally. So that's what's okay. But if you have the remnants of the chametz on the pot, that has to be scraped off and cleaned off and scrubbed off. And that which is absorbed in the pot, since there's no real chametz there, it's only the bleas, it's only that which is absorbed into the metal of the pot, or into the cheres, into the pottery of the pot, or whatever, you're not going to be over by your rab and mashamasha or some. The fact that you're leaving these bleas, that which is absorbed in the pot around, there's no bal yirah, kimosh kasav, like we'll see coming up in Siman Tafnun Aleph, there's no bal yirah and bal yamatzeh, and anything that gets absorbed into the pot, there's only bal yirah and bal yamatzeh if there's what's called chametz be'en around, chametz that is actual mamashos, real live entity of chametz. That's what you have to worry about keeping around into the bayirah bayimati. Not chametz that you don't see, chametz that's just totally absorbed within the pot. Okay. Now again, if the reason why you don't see it is because it's mixed up with other food, that's different. Because then that's a taroves of chametz, where the chametz is actually in there, and that we say is not batel, even the mashu, even the smallest amount, it's not going to be batel. And you got to chuck the whole pesach to control.